Speaking in an interview with GMA Radio, Mrs. Arroyo described herself as a strong believer in democracy, but said she is monitoring events and will not hesitate to do what needs to be done to uphold the law. She also warned that people who abuse their freedom and install groups that will one day destroy freedoms should be stopped. She singled out communists who she says conspire with the extreme right. Mrs. Arroyo imposed a state of emergency February 24th to foil what she said was a coup plot by opposition politicians, extreme leftists, and military officers. A week later, she lifted the measure, saying the immediate danger to her government had passed. On Tuesday, her critics began a legal challenge to her powers. The Philippine Supreme Court heard oral arguments as it considers 7 petitions that want the emergency decree to be declared unconstitutional. Court spokesman Ismael Khan says it will be weeks before a ruling because several legal steps follow the oral arguments.
Each party will be given 10 days to put his arguments in writing, at the end of which time the court will consider the matter ready for decision. And you can expect a decision to be promulgated within 1 or 2 weeks from that time.
The emergency allowed the government to ban rallies, to arrest people without warrants, and to crack down on the media. In the wake of the measure, one left-wing legislator has been charged with rebellion, and 5 other leftist lawmakers have taken shelter in Congress to avoid arrest. In the Philippine Senate, 2 subcommittees have been formed to look into possible unconstitutional acts committed under the emergency decree. One panel will look into arrests without warrants and the cancellation of rally permits. The other will consider possible violations of freedom of speech and the press, including a police raid on a newspaper's offices. Douglas Faction for VOA News, Manila.